rustling of leaves, for I did not want her to find us. When I saw some of her guards row out to my island palace, I thanked Puzo in my heart for not letting me hide there. From the roof garden we also watched the harbor. At last, we saw a torch being waved from the jetty and knew Olympus was signaling us. Puzo hurried with us out into the dark streets to the docks where ships from the royal fleet were casting off. He jumped onto the boat, then reached over the water to grab us as we leaped aboard. My heart was beating so fast I had no breath to thank him. When Father first saw me the next morning, he was shocked. "How did we find him, and why were we here?" he asked. He was steadying himself against the rail, the rolling sea at his back. I was still dressed in a brown chiton. Neva was below, unpacking our chests that had been sneaked aboard days earlier. I explained there were schemes against my life, not just his, and how Olympus helped me escape. "I want to be with you, Father," I said. "When you meet Caesar, two Ptolemies will be stronger than one." He looked at me with tired eyes and took both my